With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So ghostly hearing your neighbor play piano. It's very Rosemary's Baby.
It's really Rosemary's Babes.
For Elise. Guys, we need to talk about Hacks, the funniest show on TV on HBO Max.
If you're not hacking, you're lacking.
You're lacking, and you're not someone I want to know.
No, you're missing out on a show that has it all. Glamour, glitz, Jean Smart.
Vegas,
which is something I never knew that I needed to see, and... The Vegas representation, I thought would repel me, but I'm actually so into it. And it's making me want to go to Vegas, which I also never thought I would say.
Amazing. I want to be in Vegas every day of my life.
Yeah.
I live to play slots.
I want to live Jean's life in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, like, with a fountain.
The glamour, like, and just like it's real house porn. Mm-hmm. Fountain glamour.
But it's lonely. That's the thing.
Lonely, but I mean, I could deal.
Are you all caught up?
Yeah, I'm fully caught up.
How about those last two episodes when you just really realize what a good person and like how selfless she actually is?
She's incredible. And also, I just love that this show will take you into like really, really dark, fucked up moments. And I'm so grateful for that because I feel like no shows are going there like Hacks is going there.
Caitlin Olsen as her daughter.
Amazing. I can't remember.
Hannah Einbinder plays Ava. And we love to see a female bisexual lead.
Yeah. Love a bisexual last.
Marcus, her assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah's assistant is my hero and he's really hot and like just...
Obsessed with him. Obsessed with all like the love interest kind of males that they cast who are all really hot, gay, straight.
Silbally.
I don't know anyone's names.
Meg Stalter, of course, is Kayla, is iconic.
Yeah.
Paul W. Downs is really sexy.
Yeah, he's hot as shit.
And he plays a perfect agent.
Everyone involved is really hot. And it's truly, I don't laugh out loud at anything other than reality TV. And this show
and
Sopranos I laugh out loud at, but Hacks has now reached its
genuine
truly
lull.
Like a genuine lull. There's a scene where she's like recovering and gets that horrible nurse and then they're stoned and they're like, let's play a joke on her. And then when she acts like she's dead on the floor, I was crying.
I also love Poppy Liu, who plays Kiki, her
blackjack dealer.
Yeah. I love her singing Selena Gomez.
She's so good.
That she's like my, I want to follow her mindset.
Yeah.
Of just having one song on a playlist.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
I like will find a song that I love and then I just play it 40 times by myself and it's the best.
I love a show about platonic soulmates.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Deborah and Ava are, I think.
They have such, those actors just have great chemistry too. Like, yeah. I want to see them, like, when they make each other laugh, it feels very genuine. Oh, I'm just so grateful.
In the last moment when they're watching Law and Order together.
Yeah. I could watch that for hours.
I also love when she, like, that one moment, I don't want to spoil anything, but that one moment when she just, Deborah's about to do something that will, like, kind of degrade herself. And Ava just goes, don't do that. And it's like, I don't know. It's like they give each other what each other need, I think.
And they're also so mean to each other, and I love that. I love them insulting each other.
But they like they get each other so much.
Yeah. It's just
it's perfect.
I'm
it's a perfect
so
show.
Grateful for this show. Yeah. And I like look forward to it.
Her wig.
It just everything.
Yeah.
And I oh my God, I fucking love Shooter McGavin being her Marty.
Oh, what's his name? Christopher McDonald.
I love him.
Their chemistry.
More work for him. Every time he pops up, I've never been happier.
Also, I love that Deborah is such a scoundrel.
Mm-hmm.
But she has to be.
It's the best show. If HBO Max knew what the fuck they were doing, they would just cancel every other HBO Max show and put all the money towards making Hacks literally a year-round affair.
The great, great soundtrack too.
Everything about it is amazing.
Yeah. It's so funny. I
we're not being paid to say this.
No,
like we're true
hackers. Like I'm a true hacker.
We're hackers.
And Ava talking to her ex was like so humiliating and perfect and
she's a really good character because, like, I will hate her sometimes and be so cringed out. And then other times I'm like, God, you're cool.
She's cool.
Yeah.
Also, it's very how her, like, story of, like, tweeting something terrible about some, like, horrible congressman and then getting canceled by, like, the right. Like, that's so... It's like that one SNL writer who tweeted a great joke about Baron Hilton being the first homeschool shooter.
I don't remember that.
And then she got I think she got fired from SNL because
really?
Like the right went crazy and they were like this isn't and I think there were even some like those annoying like resistance Twitter people being like leave the kids out of this or and it, I'm just like okay it's a fucking good joke
yeah
and she got and so I felt some parallels between that and her funny joke about getting sucked off and some closeted Republican getting sucked off.
I like Jean's take where she follows her and then she goes, the only thing he's going to turn him into is a top from a bottom.
I love her chasing her down.
Yeah.
To be like, wait a minute.
I want like to a Jean Smart in my life. Like I
maybe
want
all.
Like, I know. Maybe all just be forced to work with like.
Maybe all get canceled and then be forced to fly to Vegas to work with like
a comedy gem,
a comedy legend who people don't take seriously anymore.
Yeah, that's like all I've ever wanted, honestly.
And it shows just like, I mean, that moment when she's seeing that late night pilot she did,
mm-hmm.
That was like really beautiful.
She's just been through it all,
and like her jokes had to, like, she actually is so deeply cutting and funny, but her jokes had to be sort of
neutered
for like men basically.
It also makes me miss Joan Rivers because but also like I'm grateful that she passed when she did she would not
I couldn't handle her getting canceled today.
Well, also she would have just hated it living like in this culture.
She would have been like, kill me.
Yeah, she would have been like, someone just take me the fuck out.
I know. I wish that they had cryogenically frozen her.
I know. They'd have to wait like 1,000 years to bring her back.
God, that I'm still so sad about that.
I know, that was devastating.
She had like a lot of years left, I think.
Oh, for sure.
That was such a fucking tragic mistake. But yeah, we're grateful. She could have only existed when she did.
It was her time. Like, whatever is in charge of whatever just knew it was like, it was the right time.
Did you ever watch that documentary about her?
Yeah. There's I think about it constantly.
Her, like, damn right, William, to her like gay fan who like shows up at every show. She goes, William loves me. She goes, I got one fan. And that she writes her own jokes still.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote all her own jokes still.
What a woman. What a gorgeous woman.
Have people tried to go after her retroactively?
I'm sure. Give it some time. Give it time, and then everything you love will just be destroyed.
I stand
up and spit
Joan
out.
Rivers and Melissa Rivers starring in their own biopic.
Yeah.
That was maybe the only questionable.
I grew up watching them on the red carpet. Like,
yeah, me too.
They were the people that I like grew up with. And like them just being her just being a ruthless cunt about everyone. I was like, hell yeah.
Melissa Rivers changing her name from her dad's name back to her mom's name. Fuck yeah.
My mom bought me Melissa Rivers' book when Joan died. I need to read it still.
Remember their show?
Mm-hmm.
Melissa was dating like the head of that porn company on like Cahuenga and Barnum.
Vivid?
Yeah.
Ugh, love them.
Also Joan's apartment.
Yeah,
that was
her
a ballroom.
Like gilded apartment.
That
was like
it was
Donald
a ballroom.
Trump-esque, yeah.
But actually tasteful.
Mm.
Hey.
It's hard to be tasteful, like have a gilded anything that's
it
like
was
tasteful.
A literal ballroom that she converted into an apartment.
Yeah, that's she.
She was so cool.
Yeah. Imagine like having her as like a grandmother. So lucky.
Imagine being on set working on that production crew while Juliana Rancic and Joan Rivers are sitting next to each other and having to like interact.
I miss her.
Juliana,
like how is she?
I mean, she's done. She retired.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was good.
Was her last Oscars.
Oh, we'll miss you.
Seeing Juliana on the Oscars red carpet standing like 12 feet away from everyone going, hello.
That was like the appropriate way for her to go out.
Remember when she was interviewing Sofia Vergara at some award show a few years ago? And as she went away, Juliana went, gracias. And then like Valerie Cherish prayer hands. Gracias. And Sofia Vergara was like, fuck.
I will never get over Juliana Rancic's diet interview where she basically, this is like, I've talked about this a lot, but she gave an interview somewhere where she like takes you through her entire day of eating and you realize that she eats like 450 calories.
She's too thin.
Yeah.
And her husband has like a big face.
Never really tried to mess with him.
Remember their show?
Yeah, kind of. I've always been in a place of why with Juliana.
I think I watched it with my mom.
She's never been an aspirational woman to me.
She dated George Clooney.
Really?
I think so. Right? I'm pretty sure she dated George Clooney.
I thought she just like had like a Rosie O'Donnell crush on him. There's no way. George Clooney's dated some like randos though.
George Clooney dated a teacher at my middle school.
He loves like, he, say what you will about old George, he loves just like a, he's down for to date anyone. He's open.
Oh, never mind.
She was just obsessed with George.
Oh my God.
And talked about him
all
the time.
Her worst moment ever, or the moment I wanted to literally rip my own spine out and jump off a cliff was when she was interviewing George and Amal at the Golden Globes when George was getting the Cecil B. DeMille Award and Amal was being like presented to Hollywood for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And Juliana Rancic took a shot of Casamigos tequila and like wanted them to take a shot with her and Amal literally just stared at her while she did it and looked at George and they just didn't take shots with her.
Incredible.
They went, no. And she was like, Amal? And Amal went, and she kind of just watched her. It was like, I wanted to be like, I actually felt bad for her. Like, I was like, girl.
She's been
Amal
in a place.
Being like this.
She's been in a place of girl stop for years. She's, I think, lived the last 10 years of her career
as girl stop.
I mean, remember
her cringe Zendaya comment?
No one's ever stopped her. She stopped herself before anyone would put a stop to her. It's shocking. She's shocked me.
Do you think Brad Goreska ever said stop? No.
No, he's too nice.
Yeah.
No one. I feel like it's like she's so, she looks so fragile because you could literally just put her over your leg and snap her in two.
Well,
like
she had that really hard cancer battle.
Oh, yeah.
So it made her...
Well, that, like, gave her a shred of likability, but even I forgot about that. And, like, I really think... I don't know how she made it through all these years. She literally got so thin, she just slipped through the cracks. No one could stop her.
She can literally... Yeah.
She literly, like, if you hear a draft, through a graveyard. She could just be like...
Psht. You know, like, graveyard fences?
Mm-hmm.
She could literally just slide through it.
She's like in Beetlejuice, that guy that's like hanging that mm-hmm. like gives the mail to people in the yeah. mailroom, and he can go through a sliver in the wall. Mm-hmm. That's Juliana. She's retired so that she can actually live her full truth, which is just being the mailman in Beetlejuice.
At E. Slipping through through all the walls.
They're like, going virtual, it's hard to get a mailman in here. And she goes, I know the perfect person for the job.
Me.
And she goes, I quit E.
I'm flat as a pancake.
Yeah. Zoom. Because I actually prefer small spaces. Make me feel comfortable.
And she's always like going like this. I'm Italian.
Yeah. No comprende.
She's definitely like an Italian person that would be like, I know what it's like to be like. Like she was talking. I remember she was talking to like the producer of Minari about like the immigrant experience. And the woman was just like.
I love when Italians try
and
do
like,
that.
And I was like, Joanna.
You gotta stop.
You gotta stop right now. This is not appropriate.
You needed to give her the mayor of Easttown slap. Some people need a good...
Mayor needed that.
Mayor needed a smacking.
That mom was right.
Yeah.
Ocean City.
Ocean.
Guys, speaking of...
Speaking of women that need to be slapped.
Sutton and the... Okay. I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy, Unique Podcast. Beverly Hells Angels.
Sutton turned a corner for me in this episode into the wrong direction by the end of it. I wanted, because I like Sutton, and I wanted to be like, just stop.
She needed
she needed a
girl stop. The
Crystal
thing
tried
is,
to, and then Crystal turned on her.
Yeah, but I don't think that Sutton is like a bad person.
No. I'm not saying that at
but
all.
But I think when conversations about race come up, even if you're not on camera and like you are a white person, you just have to be quiet.
And listen.
You just listen and you don't weigh in. Because your opinion is truly not needed in those moments. Even if you think that, you're the only person that thinks that, and you just like do yourself and everyone a favor and just be quiet. And I think she fell into the like trap of like, well, I feel like I need to say something right now. And it's like,
and then she took it to a place of like, I'm being
like, it's never going to end well.
No,
you're just better off.
Take Kyle's cue in that moment and just shut up.
Kyle knew what she was doing, because I think Kyle knows how to like play that game or whatever. Like, I would argue that Kyle's probably, like, worse than Sutton is.
Me too.
But, like, she at least knows, like, now's not the time.
But Crystal was making really good points, obviously. And I think Crystal was just kind of, like, she's new. She doesn't know. Like, so she kind of has a fresh, like, she has no fucks to give with, like, that kind of stuff. So she's kind of like, why, like, or don't be that person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I thought it was a really compelling and necessary scene. I think, you know, it's not the job of these women of color to be educating these white women, obviously, but like it's refreshing to see like someone like Crystal just coming in and being like, what's going on here?
Yeah. I mean,
I like Crystal. I like Crystal a lot.
No, I think she's
this episode I really was like, okay, I like her.
No, I like knowing about her family history is really fascinating to me.
Yeah,
the fact that her brother's like a legitimate pop star.
I know.
In China.
He had pop star energy.
That's incredible. I love her relationship with Lucy. I love any time like to see like a cleaning lady and like a wealthy person interact is like
Lucy runs the show.
Surefire entertainment in my mm-hmm. book. But I'm missing, like, I don't look to Housewives for like a social or culturally
no.
educational moment.
No.
Like, I don't look to any reality TV for that. But
they're forcing us to see it. So it's like,
yeah.
So if you're gonna do it, I think it's, I don't know. I think it's a little like, okay.
It's a little heavy handed, like, to put this. I'm like, don't put this on these people.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they, like, when they brought Tiffany into Real Housewives of Dallas.
I didn't watch Dallas.
And Tiffany was actually an amazing housewife, but, like, she just was being like, these other women were just not, like, they couldn't handle being faced with their own. You know,
yeah.
whiteness. And I think it's just like, so it's just, but it was like, I don't know. It's Bravo. I'm like, where I don't trust them fully of what they're trying to do. But I do love the addition of Crystal. I think she's I think she's going to be good. And she's not afraid to fight, which I like.
Mm-hmm. Confrontational.
I love it.
But I also think that Sutton is,
it was just,
fragile in a way that like, if, like, I'm thinking back to last season when she said, like, I can't remember what she said, but then she was like, yeah, she like cries really easily. It's just like an easy target to pick on.
She didn't want to go into Teddy's like Nexium retreat, which I wouldn't want to go
there.
I'd be like, I want to eat.
Yeah, I just,
you know, I agree with you. She has almost a Sonia energy a little bit, obviously, like more with it, but in terms of the kind of this, like, something a little fragile about her.
Yeah.
But it's like, she did it to herself a little.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I was a little like, ugh. But anyway, we'll get to that. We start out with Garcelle talking to Sutton in the car on her way over to get lunch with Kyle. Garcelle, by the way, is just like the most beautiful housewife.
Yeah.
She's like so stunning. And
she's literally looked the same age since she modeled.
She's so beautiful and just like doesn't age and is amazing.
Yeah.
So she's calling Sutton and they're talking about, they both got like sexy massages that bordered on like,
they're finally getting massaged again. I'm like, good for you both.
They're like, it's been so long
really
since I've
jealous.
Gotten a massage. I was like, yeah, it's been, I don't even know.
Yeah, I can't remember. Actually,
but you went to the chiropractor.
I went to the chiropractor, but that's not the same as a massage.
But do you feel relief?
Minimal.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like, I don't know. What is relief at this point? I've been in so much like neck pain that I actually don't, like, the only relief will be just to not have neck pain anymore. And I don't, TBD if they can do it for me.
The only relief is to just like, not be headless. And like walk around holding your own head.
The relief would be to be the headless horseman. That is, if you see me galloping through the forest, just holding a pumpkin and having no head, and I throw my pumpkin at you and try and like
run.
Take your soul, you'll be like, wow, she's out of pain.
That's my future.
You are literally a jack-o'-lantern head.
Mm-hmm. So Garcelle's going to basically try to hash it out with Kyle because they still are not good, because last season in the reunion, Kyle accused Garcelle of not paying the money she
pledged at like an auction
yeah.
or some shit. And I was interested, like, I felt like watching them speak about this and like Garcelle speak about this, I like understood more like why she was so upset by that, because it truly is like, as white people, you just don't have to think about like
your words.
You don't have to think about your words as much and like the way that you're stereotyped. I mean, it's just like, I guess white people are stereotyped as like dumb bitches, which is just like spot the lie or whatever. Yeah. But that's not going to like have potential to like ruin your life or your social standing in the same way as like a person of color has to worry about the way that they're like representing their race or their like if they're standing up to the stereotype or like breaking it down. And so I was like, damn, okay.
No, it was great. I mean, it was really, Garcelle was, explained it to Kyle and like was really honest, and Kyle, to her credit, listened, and like she didn't really get that defensive, I don't think.
No, she seemed receptive, and it did seem like it was just a mistake on everyone's part. But I also will stand by my assessment that I don't think it matters who you are. I think if Kyle's pissed at you, she'll throw anything in your face.
Yeah.
And she said later that she didn't really regret it.
Yeah. I mean,
I was like, okay, good. Because that's at least authentic.
Kyle's very aware of the camera, I think. She's been on the show for 12 years now. So she's like...
born performer.
Yeah. And whether she means it or not, she's savvy with like how she's perceived. But Garcelle was being like, yeah, I thought it was interesting, and also like chilling to hear like that such like throwaway language can have such destructive effects on a black woman, or mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So that was her point, because she said, like, overtly, like, would you have said this to one of the white women?
Yeah.
And Kyle was like, almost, I was like, don't, she's going to say, I don't see color. But she didn't say that, thank God. But it was interesting. And it was really funny, too. Like, they were about to, Garcelle, like, kind of just said it. Like, she was like, would you have said it? Basically, it was like, were you being racist to Kyle? And then right then, the waiter comes over and they go, I'll have a tomato salad. And then Garcelle was like, and I'll have a crab cake. Mm-hmm. Like I've noticed in every episode of Housewives, whether they're having an intense combo or not at the restaurant, we have to see what they order. I don't know what it is.
And I appreciate that. In that situation, I would have taken the crab cake. That crab cake looked good as fuck.
Yeah. Kyle got to pause and collect herself of what bullshit she was going to spin in her head.
Mm-hmm. And then I also was darked out seeing a waiter in like full PPE. I was brought back to a place of like COVID PTSD.
Pre-vaccine COVID times.
Yeah, I'm just like.
I think that COVID just, that especially last year, just with everything that was happening, like it's inevitable that this, and
like
it's,
that is the
it's necessary
now.
To like see it. And yeah, I mean, it's. Bravo's clearly like dubious for like scrambling to like
they're about make up face for... in this whole situation has been
but
side eye.
I think it's I don't mind. I like seeing it. I like seeing the combos. Again, I don't think it's their job. Like, it's not Garcelle's job to talk to educate Kyle, but she's mm-hmm. telling her candidly like what the deal is, which is like, I think it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the PPE is always like frightening.
It's a frightening thing.
Like a 90 Day Fiance when they're like talking about getting divorced and masks in a lawyer's office, and you just see their little mouths moving, like breathing into the, and I'm like, God, fuck, hell.
Yeah, I just like don't. I want like escapist. I want to live in like a fantasy world.
Well, every show, it probably until the end of next year, reality show is gonna have people in masks.
So, I know,
like,
it's just like,
it's gonna be a reminder.
It's such a reminder.
I know.
Maybe I just need to like watch Hacks and like or like scripted television, because
reality TV is too real.
It got too real all of a sudden.
COVID made it. Yeah. Speaking of not real, we go to Erica's little office / her like other
her downtown lair, which I was like,
that's where she lives.
It's really tacky.
I feel like she like lives there. Doesn't actually live with Tom.
I don't trust anything she says or does.
Well, Sutton goes over, and every time, so she's She's getting styled. She's like all her like many racks of clothes. Everything I see, I'm like, plane crash victim, plane crash victim, plane.
I was also laughing when like her stylist is going over who sent her what, and she's like, Alexander Wang sent all of this, and I was like, wow, two criminals working together.
Yeah, two fucking predators.
It's like a match made in hell.
Yeah. Sutton comes over. I just wrote Sutton is insane.
She's wild.
Has her accent gotten thicker?
I don't know. She's definitely like,
she playing it up.
She's
a little?
Hamming it up for the cameras more than last season.
That worries me. I don't know.
When they fly too close to the sun, there's only one way to go. We saw it play out on Summer House, and I don't want her to get the like Hannah Burner. I don't want her to flame out.
I know what you're talking about.
Happen.
Yeah. Sorry. I know what you're talking. Like, it's like, Sutton, this is you're now an official diamond holder. Like, you need to slow down a little, pace yourself. Don't be Icarus.
Yeah.
And stay, tread lightly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It
worries me too. And I don't want to see that for my little Sutton in her flapper dress, but sometimes, like, that's just what happens, I guess.
She needs to stop reading gay Twitter, because yeah, the gay stands,
it'll warp your brain.
Like, we've seen it happen with like Luann.
You can't believe the good things anyone says, and you can't believe the bad things anyone says. You literally just have to go create your own like marker and stick to that. Because the second you start buying into either side, you're
totally
gonna, there's, it's just bad news.
Happened with Dorinda, happened with Luann. We've seen it.
Yeah.
So
Sutton got divorced.
Yeah.
I love, she says she's feeling her pretty mess self. So I think I have a little pretty mess in me waiting to come out.
And Erica goes, hell yeah, girl. They talk about, at one point, she's talking about a pilot who was, Sutton met a pilot who was like in a porn.
He flew a helicopter for a porn?
That was being used, like some people fucking in a helicopter. Erica feigned. She was like, and then Erica started talking about the FAA, and then she knew a lot about it. And I was like, I bet you do.
Yeah. And then Erica's like, the only place I would move with Tom is like Bel Air or Hancock Park.
And then I wrote Armie Hammer. Because remember, they were rumored?
Oh, yeah.
And he lived in Hancock Park.
Huh.
He had to flee Hancock Park in the dead of night like fucking Dracula.
Yeah. What is going to happen with Erica? It better like shift focus to like the Erica takedown show.
Are they like recording?
I think they like record next door.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I don't know. I hope it's like a Jen Cha moment where we see her get like the bomb drop.
Arraigned.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need like crime and
punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Does Erica smoke cigs?
I'm probably, yeah.
I need to see more of cig smoke. Like on New York, they showed like Tinsley smoking. Luann, like, I need to see more of it.
I loved when like Lisa Vanderpump and Ken were just chiefing cigs on Beverly Hills. Yeah, like it's so nice to see these women just chaining cigs.
Kyle smokes.
They right? all, I think everyone in LA that's like famous smokes.
Yeah, I mean, I smoke and I'm not famous.
I know, but like, I think everyone that's like on like an actor or on camera, which is wild.
Especially,
I guess,
of a
like,
certain age.
To be like a 50-year-old woman smoking seems like the most dangerous thing to me that you can do.
The most dangerous game.
No, I literally like the main reason that I'm not like a smoker anymore is because I'm terrified of like being an old haggard like smoker face with bad skin. And I'm also terrified of getting like a blood clot and terrified of getting cancer. So I'm just like,
hey.
I guess I'll stop and then I'll like smoke one cigarette a month or like one time. Like if someone else is smoking, I'll like bum one and feel like naughty about it. But like to be literally in your 50s and smoking, you are making choices.
Yeah, I shunt
I respect it, but you're living on the edge.
I am, but it's for me, it's like cigarettes or smoking coke. You know, it's like
it's a Sophie's choice.
But I hear you. It's like jarring.
Yeah.
But
I love to see it, and I support everyone smoking.
Thanks.
I just am really sad that it is so bad for everyone.
Maybe someday it won't be.
Like, don't we have the technology to just make cigarettes that are good for you?
Can it be like the 50s where it was no one?
Remember when everyone was just encouraged to smoke all the time?
Can it be like that again?
Yeah, I miss the golden days.
Kyle and Garcelle meet for lunch. We've already talked about this.
Yeah. Then we are at Crystal.
Hated hearing Kyle go, I want to give you a hug. I've been tested. Ugh. I was like,
I know. I can't do anymore. Like, it's really difficult to have like COVID reminders all the time.
Mm.
Crystal and Rob's house, though, is an oasis, a 9,000 square foot
manor.
Oasis of Lion King.
Although he's only done like one movie that I like care about.
Yeah, but the fact that he directed The Lion King in his late 20s.
Yeah, I want to like.
I was like cutting off. I was sawing off my foot. It was Cary Elwes and Saw.
Ew.
Just going for
it. Oh, God. Yeah, I was very like, please, time to walk into traffic. Give me to the sea.
Someone pointed out to me, a listener. Pointed out to me that Crystal and Rob first started dating when she was 17.
Oh, I thought it was 20.
She did like the math or whatever and did some digging. Whoa. And it was like 17.
I mean, he's like 38 years older than her.
I mean, it's sexy that it worked out for them.
Or no, not 38 years older. He's
I was like, wow, 38 years older. He looks fresh as a daisy.
Like 20 years older than him?
Yeah.
Or than her?
17, he was like 40 or 41. You...
None of my business.
But I love her. I love her whole life.
She schedules with Lucy, with Rob.
I really got a rush looking at their calendar. Everything,
her kids are gorgeous.
Back to back. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched. if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Yeah, her life just seems great. All she does is like schedule, sends her kids to tennis, argues with Lucy, mm-hmm. but like in a fun way.
Yeah, Lucy just checks her. It's a series of checks and balances with Lucy, the presidente of the house.
Crystal calls her boss.
Mm-hmm.
Her brother Jeff is a Chinese pop star.
Like, she could have her own reality show.
I want it.
That's why I'm like, when she's added into this mix, I'm like, there are several different reality shows that I would watch. I would watch Crystal's reality show about her and Rob and their family. I would watch The Sisters Hilton. I think Kim, the Kathy, Sisters and Richards. Kyle. The Sisters Richards. They need their own show.
Totally. Or Kyle, Kris Jenner, and Faye Resnick.
Yeah. I think Kyle, Kris, Faye, Kathy, and Kim should do a spinoff.
Wait, sorry to interrupt you. Did we talk about them at Craig's the other night? The three of them?
No.
Paparazzi'd at Craig's?
Who?
Kyle, Kim, and Kathy out and about together in West Hollywood.
Wow. Nature truly is healing.
Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's huge. Oh my God. Kim. I love her so much. Yeah, that's what I want to see. Don't care about Rinna.
Rinna's out. I told you last time.
Yeah.
Her goose is cooked.
That's the thing, is like that, like, I hope the show pops off, but I don't know. I would also watch a show of Erica Jane just getting busted by the FBI.
I just love her brother being, obviously he left China, I think, when COVID was starting there, but now it's here, so he's just stuck. But he's like a nanny.
I love the idea of being like very famous in another country, and then you go to a different country and no one gives a shit about you.
Yeah, you're just like a manny.
Yeah, that's incredible. Incredible dynamics at play.
Lisa Garcelle gets to the little private, they're leaving for Tahoe that Lisa Rinna is arranging. Garcelle gets there first and Lisa's already there, mask on, sunglasses on, and she like doesn't have a face because her face is so thin. And then Garcelle
is
like
the Invisible Man.
She literally looks like the Invisible Man, like in the old Invisible Man. And Garcelle and her are kind of awkward because of the whole Denise situation. And Garcelle's kind of like, so. And then Lisa just goes, I'm the first one here.
She is.
She's been there for days.
Yeah, she was waiting. She camped out at the airport.
Very Kim Richards going, Lisa, I've been here for days in Paris.
I was really into Garcelle's entire vibe on this airplane. Which
that was me.
Get me off of this fucking airplane. Even when like they went, they did some like flashbacks to the plane of like Kathy and Kyle like talking, and Garcelle's just in the corner with her sunglasses, like sipping like a vodka soda.
I get that.
Yeah.
I especially on a prop plane.
That tiny plane, I didn't trust it. I don't like a private jet disguised like a commercial airliner. Mm-mm. Too small. I was like, where are the couches? Where's the bed? Where's the couches?
It was interesting that Kyle, her performative fear of flying? Mm-hmm. She would bring that, like, the Kabbalah or whatever.
Yeah. Now where is it?
Yeah. Well, she got hypnotized.
Oh, really? Yeah. I missed out on
and
that.
I think maybe when, if you got Kathy with you.
Yeah, if you have Kathy with you, you basically have a good luck charm.
Yeah, Garcelle having her eyes. I'm like, that is literally me on takeoff. I literally bless myself.
And she's, you can tell, like, her eyes are closed the entire time. She's not having it.
Well, also, you're going up through, like, mountains. It's bumpy.
Mm-hmm.
California's bumpy as fuck when you fly over coming in from the east.
Every time Kathy arrives on screen, I laugh.
Mm-hmm. I just wrote, hell fucking yeah, me seeing Kathy Hilton.
She's a breath of fresh air. She goes, I've never gone on a girl's trip.
She goes, you may hear women going to a spa for a weekend together. I do all that with my husband, Rick.
Never has she ever been on a girl's trip. Mm-hmm. And then she sits down and she goes, Mrs. Hamlin, do we have any yummy snacks to eat? And I was obsessed that she called Lisa Mrs. Hamlin.
And Lisa goes, ah, Kathy, I love you! Yeah. And I was like, I get
that. You know
that
she, like, doesn't... I bet, like, Lisa Rinna, like, doesn't... She does such a good job of, like, accepting a troll and, like, not being ruffled by it.
Yeah, I'm also, like, I'm sorry, as if Lisa Rinna snacks.
Yeah. She's the last person. She might have, like, a leftover, like, seaweed paper. But she, like, she's the kind of person that would be like, oh, yeah, do you want this to share this with me? And then, like, crack the seaweed paper in half.
No, but Kathy, the way Kathy rolls is the way I want to roll. Like gummies. Like, she probably loves, like, gummy bears, gummy worms, little.
She wants food at every.
Hell, yeah.
Every station,
yeah.
Which I relate to.
I want to travel with her.
I'm an eater.
Mrs. Hamlin.
Do you have any snacks?
Do you have any snacks? And she just goes, ah, Lisa! Or, ah, Kathy, you're so funny! Keep parmesan! It's very Lucille Bluth.
I love everyone's takes on Lake Tahoe. It really, like, told me a lot about who they are.
Erica goes, I don't have any good stories from Tahoe. I was like, the fuck happened there?
I'm sure she only has bad stories from Tahoe. Garcelle is also a Tano.
Yeah, Garcelle. I mean,
she's like, I'm not going anywhere cold with bears.
Valid.
And I was like,
yeah, Garcelle talked about bears a lot. And I was like, listen, Garcelle to me is like the MVP of this episode because she's being real.
Mm-hmm.
She's afraid of flying on a fucking.
Doesn't want to fly on a small death plane.
Regional death plane with a bunch of.
Not interested in being on the ground floor of a bear.
She's like, where's the people helping us with our bags?
Also, no one to help with bags. Horrified at that. I was like, okay, I like it all. I like what I'm getting.
Her and Kathy being like, where are the attendants?
We're supposed to just carry these down ourselves.
I love Garcelle being like, hey, someone going to help us? And Dorit's like, I forgot Dorit was on the show.
Yeah,
honestly.
She was a non-entity in this episode.
She was a vape.
She merged into the background.
She was like a ghost orb.
She literally was in camouflage the entire time.
The first time she says anything is she goes, it's giving me Lugano Swiss about Lake Tahoe. I'm like, shut up, Dorit.
Like, she looked good though. Yeah, she looks great. Kyle and Crystal go often. I was like, this is like, I feel like connected, like, Hollywood types probably go to Lake Tahoe often.
They're both
mafia types go there and have nothing good to say.
Godfather Part 2.
Yeah.
There's, well, they're both LA girls. Like, Crystal's from Northridge. Kyle grew up here. And Crystal was saying it's really like an LA local. Like, you go to Tahoe. So she, like, grew up going there.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, but that house is fucking sick.
Oh my god, it's incredible.
The view.
It's $8,000 a night, apparently. Brian Moylan tweeted about it.
Wow. That's...
I want to read his book. About how much all the housewives make.
Oh, wow. He has a book about
it? A housewives tell-all coming out.
Oh, cool. That's great.
Kyle and Kathy, I think, are bunking together, and which is... I just wrote my heaven. Kyle's wearing a horrific bucket hat.
I think it's Kathy's bucket hat. And Kyle, of course, attracted to the ugliest thing in every room. The ugliest piece of clothing she can find, she will identify it and love it. And then put it on. She goes, oh my, Kathy, this Chanel hat. And puts it on. And I was like,
Kathy's walking around talking about, where's my fan? She needs a fan. And she goes, it's the hum. She goes, I need to hear. I have trouble sleeping.
Time going to sleep and staying asleep.
Same. I sleep with a rain.
You and Kathy could be the same person.
I sleep with a noise machine every night. When at my old apartment here, I didn't have AC, so I'd blast that fan. And the hums.
Wow. Absolute silence.
Ooh.
Silence is golden for me sleeping and like concentrating on anything.
I'm Hey Siri, play playlist sleep on repeat.
Oh and my god.
Literally like rain, tomb rain.
Wow.
I sleep in a tomb.
People that like
I need noise.
Have noise machines at night. I'm just like, how this is my hell.
Simon and I both are noise machine people. Thank God.
Thank God you found each other.
Yeah.
I couldn't be with someone that wasn't a noise machine person.
The silence freaks me out. I can hear my breath and I can hear like my heartbeat and I start getting intrusive thoughts.
Oh my God. I live for silence.
I get very Kendall Jenner, like, I have anxiety when there's no noise.
All right, sorry, Tony just, like, spit up. Oh.
Yeah, the hum. Kathy, it's about the hum.
It's the hum for me.
She's like, the fan isn't working. And then Kyle goes over and she goes, Kathy, you have to plug the fan in. Kathy goes, I don't know these things.
Because I don't know how Kathy, like, has made it this far in the world.
She has, like,
butlers.
She doesn't have to do anything. She just hangs out with Rick.
She and Rick just like are like, he's like, do you want to go to the spa? And she's like, yeah.
Kyle's whipping up a meal, so she's getting some help from like the chef of the house.
Why is there like, why did the salmon get burned if there was a chef there?
I don't know. I mean,
that was where I was like,
how did she burn salmon if Kyle's this like amazing cook?
But also like, if there's a chef,
maybe because of COVID, like she didn't want her touching the food.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I was like, I would want maybe a refund on that chef.
No, it was Kyle.
I know, but they had a private chef there too.
But
in the kitchen.
They had like reduced staff because of, I don't know what the deal
is. It was strange. I was like, are they cooking together? Like, who's in charge of this? Why did the salmon get burned?
Yeah.
If there's like another chef there, like.
Curious.
Wouldn't she be the one in the kitchen, like keeping an eye on things?
I've got my eye on this place.
I've got my eye on Tahoe. I like, Lisa goes, I wanted a butler, but they wouldn't let me. We can't. About the bags. Fucking sad.
Kathy, walks downstairs and enters the room going, Kyle, are you stirring onions? Are you stirring onions? She says it like 8 times. She's out of fucking control.
She's out of control. She's wearing a shirt that says girls can do anything.
I love it. They can.
Her graphic tees. Yeah. She had another one that said kindness is free.
They can do anything.
I love a graphic tee.
Are you stirring onions, Kyle? Kyle, what are you doing? Are you stirring onions?
Everyone greeting each other on the main floor, like coming down for cocktail hour. I was like, you guys really need to take a chill pill.
I know.
Everyone being like, woo! You look so cute!
I honestly think everyone was just excited to be out of their houses. So,
yeah,
like, I
probably.
Get that. But all the food looked really good and I got very hungry. I went, yum.
Mm-hmm.
Same charcuteries.
Kyle's like, we have a cheese plate. We have some salamis over there. Pasta. I was like,
give it all
on
me.
Board with it all. Like, would love nothing more than for Crystal to make me a marg.
A mocktail marg. Thank you, Crystal. Kyle goes, we'll have a happy hour.
Cocktail hour. Then Kathy and reveals that Kathy starts calling Kyle Doogie.
Well, they eat the food. It's all burnt. And then Kathy's trying to, like, I think, hype Kyle up. For being like, you did such a good job, Doogie.
And Doogie. Then we find out that Kathy and Kim have called Kyle Doogie ever since she was born.
That's cute.
That's really cute.
And then the producer goes to Kathy, what's Doogie? And she goes, I don't know, the name of a little child. A child's name.
This is a Doogie.
Like a Tootsie Roll.
Her brain.
It's cute.
It's really cute.
She adores Kyle.
But I love their just like inside
Oh yeah,
sister language.
Kyle, and you just know Kyle thinks Kathy's the funniest person in the world.
She is the funny. Like, Kathy is the best comedian that we have living in the world today.
She's like Deborah Vance.
She is I would say better than Deborah Vance.
Wait, really? Before this happens, when they're all like sitting on the couch eating or snacking and drinking, Kyle's like talking about her nose, and she's like, people say it looks younger. Then Kathy goes, then you'll get a little more snipped off and look even younger.
She's then you'll start in on your ears.
And Kyle goes, oh, don't talk about my ears, Kathy. And then Sutton goes, well, you don't have to worry about any of that. She goes, you don't have to worry about it when you're dead.
And I was like, good point.
All right, Sutton. I heard funeral organs.
Yeah.
I hear a little like Southern Gothic funeral organs whenever Sutton's on.
It was a little sharp objects.
Mm-hmm. Her and Deandra from Dallas, whenever they come on here.
I like that that's like Southern Gothic organ music to you. Mm-hmm. It's like circus music.
I know. and then Kyle does a fucking incredible impression of Kathy, mistaking her for Garcelle. She's spot on.
It's it's
because she can't see her S's, has like kind of a slur, like very Martha Stewart slur to her S's.
It's one. Kathy's one of a kind.
Mm-hmm.
More of her, please.
Yeah,
you did great, Doogie.
Doogie did a fine job. Doogie's great. She's great at food. She's a good chef. They're all like, who the fuck's Doogie?
Kyle doesn't even know. No, I like that. Just no origin, like no explanations. Just Doogie, like a Tootsie Roll.
Child's name. They play two truths and a lie.
Sutton gives that also everyone a flask, which I was like, I've never been a flask person. I actually think flasks are disgusting, so I was not impressed by that gift.
Crystal wasn't impressed.
I stand with Crystal on flask gate. I was like,
flasks are nasty.
How do you even, you can never clean them. You'll never know if it's clean on the inside or not. So you're just drinking like bacteria juice and like it's warm. I was like, count me out.
Amoeba water.
Yeah, no thanks. If I wanted to drink from Giardia Pond, I would just do that.
Yeah, I would.
I would go suck, put a straw in a puddle. Yeah, I don't want a flask.
Yeah.
Like, give me an ashtray.
Yeah. Oh, I would love that.
I love a beautiful ashtray.
Mm. So they all do their little, Dorit goes, let's play two truths and a lie. Where you tell two truths and then you tell a lie.
And we have to guess which one is the truth and the lie.
Crystal goes
starts
first.
And owns it.
Yeah, she goes, I was arrested. I worked at an escort service.
Agency, and I was propositioned to be a madam.
And they go, you weren't arrested. And she goes, yeah. And I was like, ooh.
Love. So she worked at an escort agency when she was 18.
Love it. She was like their answering receptionist.
Major.
Erica goes, I'll go. And then she's like, I wore a wire in a government case. I was like, okay, Erica, what are you, like, you need to clip. But I was like, you need to stop.
She basically copped to being like involved in organized crime. And I was like, you still are.
And she's like, I was in the mafia. And then Lisa's like, Erica, what did you do? What did you need to be wired for? And she goes, I'll tell you later. I was like, what?
Is she even telling the truth?
She's drunk.
I'm still just thrown by her death becomes her tell-all look.
Yeah.
Those brows.
I know.
Who's in charge of that?
You can always tell when Erica's a little drunk. She's always very like subtle about it, but like she gets a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like when she freaked out at Eileen for talking about her policeman son, and it was like Eileen was like, what I didn't say anything.
I miss Eileen.
I know, we need her back.
Her like,
you beast.
Beast. Her beast. Soap opera energy was everything to me.
How dare you.
Her every move was all like, much like Kathy, made me laugh. Beast. Just her physicality.
Yeah.
Sutton, my queen, was a barista at Starbucks.
I know. I was like,
thank I was like, that's amazing.
I was like, how old is Starbucks?
I know.
Because she's like at least in her 50s, right?
Yeah.
I was like, I thought Starbucks was around in like the 80s.
Made me love Starbucks even more.
Yeah, me too.
I think it was around in Seattle. Like, was Sutton grunge in Seattle in the 80s? We don't know enough about Sutton.
I know. I want to know.
We got to know more. Then Kathy just tells three truths. We don't even actually know what's true and what's not.
She goes,
I was a hairdresser.
I was a dental assistant. And I worked in concierge at the Waldorf
Astoria. And then everyone's like, what?
And Kyle goes, Kathy, those are all true. And Kyle just throws her head back laughing.
And Kathy goes, Kathy will not adhere to any rules.
And then they flash back to that day where she revealed all three of those truths. Like, only...
This is when they flash back to the plane. And
mere hours.
Kathy's talking to someone. She goes, yeah, and I was a hairdresser. And you just see Garcelle literally going into, like, crash zone. This is when her glasses are on. And Garcelle truly is in, like... the death zone.
Garcelle's embrace position.
She is. She's sipping on her cocktail.
Brace.
And she's literally sitting there in hell as Kathy behind her goes, that was a hairdresser.
Oh my God. Kathy would be the best person to fly with because she flies all the time and she probably has no fear of flying.
Zero.
I was a hairdresser for children.
I was a hairdresser.
I was also a dental assistant. And I worked in Russ, and she said all these things, and then says them again. And then Kyle goes, Kathy, those are all true.
And then Kathy goes,
and then everyone cracks up.
Comedian.
Kyle goes, my sister never plays by the rules.
I love that. That's what I love about her. Then everyone kind of retires off to their separate spaces and Lisa and Garcelle get a chance to like chat again.
Lisa terrorizes Garcelle. And they kind of Lisa tries to bury the hatchet, but then also like does that whole martyr thing that she likes to do where she's like, I'll be the one to take it all.
Yeah, it's interesting her approach because like Garcelle's definitely right that her apology was so preemptive, like it prevented Garcelle from saying what her feelings were. And then, but where it ends up is with Lisa being like, I'm going to be me. And if you have a problem, you should just say something. But like, I'm still going to do what I'm going to do.
And then Garcelle says something and Lisa goes, ah, see, this is good. You were honest. And I was like, Rinna, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And then Kyle, Crystal, and Sutton, like, Kyle's like walking on the counters and she's like, Crystal, I'm ready for another mug. And Crystal's like, coming right up.
Yeah.
They're ready to party.
They're ready to rage. And then
Kathy's gone to a place of hum.
Kathy's humming in the back room. I feel like Kathy like is the kind of person like as soon as the fan goes on, she's just like, even if she's standing, she'll just fall down and go right to sleep.
She's trained her brain.
Mm-hmm. And then
Crystal whips up a bunch of margs and they start talking about
the Garcelle
of it all. Yeah. And Kyle explains like, yeah, she explained to me why that comment I made was upsetting and I like understand and like was talking about it. And then Sutton just out of the blue, she just goes, I am not going to talk about racial stereotypes right now. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And she's like, because you know, I get profiled, like, she's basically like...
being from the South.
I'm like, not the same thing.
It's not the same.
She's like, everyone thinks I'm just a hick because of my accent. She goes, I get profiled. It's racist. Like, she basically said it's racist.
Yeah, it's just like, it's not the time.
And then Crystal goes like, because Sutton, what are you talking about? And Sutton's like, and then Sutton pushes back on Crystal and tries to be like, I'm not racist at all. And then Crystal says, like, please tell me you're that girl who doesn't see color. Say it. And so she's like ready. She knows what Sutton's about to say, I think.
Yeah, it just also felt like, I don't know, I'm just curious about like how this conversation gets engineered on like the producerial side of like, now you guys are going to need to talk about like the Garcelle thing and like who's going to take what side and like how it's like all edited together. Because again, like I don't think Sutton means wrong.
No,
but she... it's also just like, babe, read the room and just like shut up.
Yeah.
But it's difficult if you're like four margs deep to like have that kind of wherewithal.
It seemed like she was ready to be defensive though. Like,
yeah.
Without prompt. Mm-hmm. Like no one was asking her to like say what she said is what I think the real issue was. And then once she opened that can of worms, then it was like, Crystal's going to be like, well.
Yeah. Trying to claim that like you've been persecuted as like a white hillbilly stereotype is like, honey, that's called luck. You're lucky.
To a woman of color standing right next to you.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not. It was not. And then it ends with it saying to be continued. So like. You know, it's going to carry in, probably be a big issue. I think Sutton and Crystal are going to come to blows this season.
Yeah, I think they are. I hate that, though. Like, I wish that the conflict would be about something else. Like, I'd rather have, like, Puppygate conflict.
And it seems like from Sutton's...
I'm interested in seeing, like, a person with, like, actual, like, problematic views or, like, history or whatever, like, be confronted about their behavior, like on Vanderpump Rules or whatever. Like Stassi did like racist shit, like, but like period, and like
almost like violent,
yeah, like set, like, yeah, was in your face, like problematic, mm-hmm, racist. And I'm interested in seeing someone answer for that, and then also see them getting trolled or like called out on camera. But Sutton, I think that it's more manufactured as like, I don't know, maybe I'm walking myself into a hole.
No, I think it's definitely worth seeing what happens next. I think Sutton is probably a good person and I think she means well, but she was showing her privilege a little in that moment.
Yeah.
And I think Crystal was trying to like give her a bit of a reality check, which I think, and I think Sutton was asking for it with the way she was being kind of aggressive about it. And I think she was being like preemptively,
yeah, went from 0 to 60.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, if you're gonna go extra, like you have to handle what you're dishing out.
Mm-hmm.
I think from what I've seen of Sutton, like I've seen evidence of her being like she's, I remember last year during the summer, like was posting about like her work with like a house or a charity in New York that helps Black trans women and trans women of color. You know what I mean? So I think she's like, I think she tries to do, or she, it seems like she is on the right side of things, or like has well intentions and like tries to do what she can do in her position to help people. So I think she is like a good person, but she in this moment was like, you know what I mean? Like, zip it.
Like,
come on. I'm curious to see where it goes. Sutton should have just, like, she was burying herself a little, and she should have just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
That's pretty much, she was
drunk.
Take
a page out of the Kyle handbook and...
go out to the hot tub and chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
If you're Marg. You know, don't say this to Crystal. It's not, you're not gonna,
it's not gonna go well.
It's not gonna go well.
It's not gonna go the way you want it to.
Yeah. So, you're saying this to a woman of color, it's not gonna go well. So she's digging herself in. So we'll see how this turns out next week.
I know. Pray for the Starbucks barista.
I do love an immediate girls trip though to start off the season.
Yeah.
Great place. Every emotions are high. Things are elevated because everyone's been kind of stir crazy. So I'm interested.
Yeah. I would love to see people turn on like Rinna.
Me too. My MVPs of this episode were Garcelle and Kathy.
Yeah. Garcelle, Kathy.
Garcelle assuming brace position.
Garcelle going into a place of crash, of just being like, death is imminent and it's all we can actually know in our future.
I felt that in my soul.
Yeah, like her, and I've truly been there when like people are talking, but you're in like a terrible mood and you're like a truly like a, in a place of silence with your glasses on and your head in the corner, just like drinking out of a cup.
And being like, how is anyone speaking right now?
Yeah, like in a true private hell.
A friend of mine told this story once about, like, I think he was traveling with, like, an improv group or, like, some acting. Like, they were doing some, they were going to some festival or something, and they were on a plane together. There were people sitting, like, in nicer seats than the other people. Like, some, it got, like, luck of the draw. And there was really bad turbulence to the point where, like, everyone thought they were, like, going down. And he said he looked up and saw someone from his class in the nicer seats look back at them and go and like reach their hand, kind of toss their hand out like
to someone they knew
who was in the back,
just wishing that they could touch in that hard moment.
He was like, fuck
this. I hate airplanes so much.
I know, get ready.
The worst thing too is like, now of course, like, airlines love like a horrific tragedy because it means that they can wild out and charge you for every little thing. So like after 9/11, they were like, oh my God, like this sucks, but we're going to make the most of this. And we're going to like charge you for extra leg room, blah, blah, blah. And now after COVID, they're like, okay, guys, this sucks, but we're going to make the most of this. And like you get charged for like, if you want to travel with a pet, you get charged. They will sell you a seat, but then in order to select a seat, you just have to pay more.
Yeah.
I love that like bait and switch.
Oh yeah.
Of like, you think you're paying a price, but they're like, well, I guess if you want to complete it, you're going to have to choose a seat, but then the only seats that are available are $68. So
sorry.
I guess the choice is yours. They say,
they
love it. Airlines are truly run by like satanic hell beasts.
They are.
Like, literally, they're like, how can we troll our customer? They're like, how can we just like bend our customer over and just like fucking have our way with them and they will take it and not say a damn thing? It's one of the only industries where people can get away with that.
Yeah, because you're just like, oh, I just want to get this over with. Sure.
You're like, fine, I gotta get from point A to point B.
Wait, did you see the viral video of the Karen at the airport?
No.
In Indianapolis? I'll send it to you, but she's literally seems like an Ann Dowd character, and she's arguing with like a policeman at the gate. I guess she tried to like barrel her way through the gate into like and to get in, and they stopped her, and I guess they thought she was like charging the plane, so they might have like prevented her from going, and she was accusing them of choking her. And she's going, I want to speak to the airport manager! And then she goes up to the people at the gate, and she's not wearing a mask. And she goes, does anyone see that? I am a woman wearing a dress, and he put me in a chokehold! My name is Terry Ann! And then someone goes, you deserved it.
Ooh.
And then she goes, and she goes, I'm a woman in a dress! And then the guy goes, boo-hoo. And she goes, boo-hoo! Boo-hoo! Wait, I've just, hold on.
Aunt Lydia went crazy.
Someone wrote the Aunt Lydia origin story.
Oh my God. I love barreling through.
You have to hear those. Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo.
He threw me to the ground. My name is Terry Ann Booz. I'm the manager of the fucking airport here.
That's not
Who's talking?
I saw you run through the door when you weren't supposed to.
And
I
saw him push you out the door.
You deserve it.
I appreciate your mistake.
In a dress?
Boo hoo. Boo hoo.
Boo hoo. You fuck off.
Not helping.
Excuse me? I want the manager of the airport here.
She sounds Woo-hoo! Drunk.
Yeah, she's blackout. God. Nature is truly healing. There's people are freaking out in the airports again.
People are freaking out everywhere. People freaked out on each other at the dog park the other day.
Really?
Yeah. I really like I think I take the Earth's temperature by the way people are acting at the dog park.
That's smart.
And they are pissed at each other.
Really?
Yeah, like a guy had, like, he had two, like, floppy, like, doodle mixes, and some woman's, like, small dog was just, like, hounding them, but I think they were playing, like, no
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he was like, get your fucking dog off my dog, and she was like, fuck you! Like, and it really, like, it came to a long, protracted exchange of words, and I was like, you both are crazy for acting this way in public.
People are amped.
People are fucking...
Be careful out there, everyone.
Lit, yeah. Be careful in the airport. Have fun paying for boo-hoo. Literally every little thing that you do.
Hashtag boohoo.
Hashtag boohoo is all of us, like, being sad to fly and just get charged out the ass.
I love boohoo! And then she goes, fuck off!
Boohoo! You fuck off.
Fuck off.
I love the idea of trying to charge through an air
and then be, but I love
that is blackout behavior of boo. Being like, I'm gonna bowling ball my way through this door and get to my seat. Like, when would that ever work?
Boohoo. And she goes, boohoo.
You fuck off.
Fuck off. Incredible.
Yeah, be safe out there. Try not to flip out.
And,
just try not to take things from 0 to 60 because you see where that gets you.
Dip your toe back into reality and just be easy on yourself and start slow and don't go all in because then you're going to end up boohooing.
Yeah. And just like watch hacks.
Yeah. Watch hacks. I'm going to make a books rack. You should read Yes, Daddy by Jonathan Parks Ramage.
Yes,
it's
Daddy.
So good.
Did you finish it?
Yeah.
I haven't started yet. It's on my...
It's terrifying.
Okay, good.
It's like truly, it's a horror movie.
It's homo terror.
Yeah, queer horror.
When we need it the most.
Great, like, summertime read.
Okay.
You're going to love it.
Okay, yeah, I'm so down.
Yeah, that's my rec. Watch Hacks, watch Mare of Easttown.
Yeah, keep up with Mare. Rewatch Sopranos. It's been a great, great rewatch.
I'll do it.
I'm laughing and crying and feeling depressed and feeling happy. Like, it has it all.
All right, I'm gonna watch.
Their intervention scene on Chris when he gets addicted to heroin is one of, I think, the funniest scenes in any TV show ever.
Christopher. I forgot it.
It's truly, I like want to pull it up for you to play.
I'll watch it.
When Silvio, the guy, he goes, they have to go around the intervention and say, like, the times, like, that his addiction has hurt them, but, like, no one really knows how to deal because they're all, like, gangsters. And then Silvio goes, one time you were puking in the toilet and your hair touched the toilet water. Disgusting.
Oh my god, I'm gonna watch it when I get home.
It's so good. Guys, take care and we'll see you next week.
Ta-da.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.